Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Austin Price from VolQuest.com joins us. And Austin, that was a much-needed win for Tennessee on Saturday. I feel like you kind of saw that coming, too, based on the way you talked about them last week. Or maybe you didn't. Refresh my memory.
Well, I mean, I do think this team's been getting better. They've been especially been getting better at the line of scrimmage. Defensively, up front, I think Tracy Rocker has done a really solid group with a group that I didn't think, you know, had much, you know, just 3 or 4 weeks ago, and he's really kind of gotten those guys to buy in, and he's getting everything he can out of them. And then up front, I mean, you know, for all the kind of grief Will Friend takes from some of the fans, you know, I think he's done a really solid job this year. You know, and I know Jim Chaney has an impact on that as well. But I think up front offensively, they've done a really nice job with a group that was ranked 14th in pass protection a year ago in the league. And, you know, they're in the single digits this year. So, I mean, you know, I mean, not world beaters, but at the same time, you know, they've come a long way in a short amount of time, and, you know, credit to those guys.
What did you make, Austin? Because Tennessee was able to win where they really had to change their offensive game plan midway through the game when Brian Maurer went out. What did you see, though, in the change of approach? Maurer gets the concussion. He's out the entire second half. Jarrett Garantano comes in. And certainly the play calling changed at that point. What does that kind of show you about the belief level in both quarterbacks from that offensive staff and maybe what to expect from Tennessee moving forward if Garantano's in the game and not Maurer?
Well, you know, they didn't ask Jarrett to do a whole lot. Jeremy admitted that afterwards. But what they did ask him to do, he was effective at. You know, credit for him standing there mentally, because it had been real easy the last couple of weeks for him to mail it in. And, you know, honestly, he's not taking nearly as many reps in practice as even a guy like J.T. Trout. So, you know, Jarrett stayed prepared mentally. His number was called, and he did what was asked. And, you know, I go back, you know, everybody talks about the Tyler Burt play, but to me that was play number three for Jarrett as far as importance on the day. I thought the deep ball down the sideline to Ramel Keaton was as good a throw as he's made this year. And then I thought, as far as play this year, the best play he's made all year was the check down to Tim Jordan on that third down and six where Tennessee picks up nine, extends the drive, and eventually goes down and hits Tyler Bird on that 39-yard score. So, you know, the coaching staff didn't ask him to do a whole lot, but what they did ask him to do, he was effective at. As Jeremy said after the game, Chad, that they didn't change their kind of game plan once Jarrett came in, but it sure seemed like they did. You know, they were just, you know, very conservative. And I get the end of the half. You're just trying to get it down there, try to kick a field goal, get some Maglia in a comfortable range, which was, you know, 49. I'm sure that's comfortable, but it was at least in his range on Saturday. And you end the half much better than you did 1 week ago against Georgia.
Well, and people want to see progress with this team and players in the team and the program in general. And here's some progress for you. Tennessee against BYU was in the exact same game as they were against Mississippi State. They had a chance to win that game on offense by picking up 3 or 4 first downs. Now fast forward to Mississippi State at home. They have the ball 91 yards away from the goal line, and they're in a bad spot, having just given up that touchdown drive by Mississippi State. And they won the game on offense this time. They ran the ball 6 straight times effectively. When they had to throw it, they made it happen, and they go down and score that touchdown. That is big-time progress for that offense because they haven't really done that in recent years when they have the chance to step on someone's throat late in the game.
Well, no, they've not been able to, you know, line up at their own 9-yard line and go 91 yards with, you know, mostly running the football and kind of imposing your will and grinding out the end of the game. I mean, it's been over a decade. I mean, like, you know, since they've had that kind of drive. Now, I'm not saying they've not went 91 yards. That type of drive where you just hand it off, you pick up maybe a third down at 5 or 6 or 4. But it was a really impressive drive, and it's at least give Tennessee a puncher shot at the postseason when, you know, if they lose that game, you know, they're not eliminated, but they're all but eliminated. So now they've got at least the doors cracked a little bit, you know, last week was the most important game on the schedule. Now the most important game on the schedule is next week against South Carolina.
So I keep asking the question, is this team still together? Are they still with Jeremy Pruitt? We've talked about the fan base. Maybe some of the fan base is not, but are the players on the team with him? I thought it was a good sign when you saw that celebration after the Tyler Bird touchdown.
Yeah.
You've got an upperclassman. You've got another upperclassman in Garantano. And look who the first guy on the field is, Brian Maurer, to celebrate with Jarrett Garantano. I thought just the reaction from that sideline and some different people on that team was a good sign for this team moving forward. Would you agree with that, Austin?
Oh, I agree. I mean, I think anybody that's questioning, you know, this team, you know, sticking with and the kids still playing hard for Jeremy is, you know, just trying to reach and find something that's not there. I mean, you know, this group is really bought in. I mean, have they been frustrated at points of the season? Yeah. I mean, I think Marquess Callaway was frustrated because, you know, he wasn't getting the ball and, you know, was open at points, you know, at Florida, and Jarrett just wasn't finding it. But as far as, like, the program, them being frustrated with the coaching staff, I don't, you know, believe that in the least. And, you know, it's not just a Butch guys versus a Jeremy guys type thing. I think everybody's just kind of one. And, they have to, you know, the margin of error is still extremely, you know, small. And, you know, they know they have to really be on point if they're going to get wins like they did last week, potentially any game going forward.
How many rounds of golf will you play on Saturday waiting around for the 9 p.m. Eastern kickoff?
None, man. I'm going to spend time with my kids, and then I won't head down to Tuscaloosa until after lunch. So, I'm more worried about how many miles I'll set in 0 to 5 mile an hour traffic going down. And the state of Alabama, I hear that is a train wreck of a malfunction junction down there.
Can you just tell the vibe is different after the win for postseason purposes? I mean, it at least keeps that door open for a possible bowl game for this Tennessee team.
No doubt about it. And, realistically, when you look at it, Jonathan, if they lose next week to South Carolina, that means they have to run the table.
Right.
And that makes it I think the chances of doing that are very slim. But if they can somehow beat South Carolina, and let's face it, those two teams play each other close every year, no matter who's good. I mean, it's always as entertaining a game as Tennessee has on its schedule, at least it has been for the last decade or so. And if you go off that theory, there should be another close game next week. If Tennessee finds a way to win that game, I think that their bowl chances probably go to, 75%, because I think they'll ride the wave of momentum over that and then over UAB, and then they'll be sitting there playing Kentucky. Vanderbilt's not very good, and seemed like they have no answer at the quarterback position. And I think the Vols have some real winnable games down the stretch if they can get past South Carolina. If they don't get past South Carolina, the chances of going to a bowl game are fleeting. Everybody would just be holding on to the hope that, you're playing Missouri off of a bye, and Missouri will have played Florida and Georgia the two previous weeks.
So, Jeremy Pruitt was asked about the concussion to Brian Maurer. I thought he had a pretty funny response in that, well, he jumped right back up and got in the huddle, and he said, we have people from the SEC that are watching, but he said people hit their head on every play. I don't think we can stop the game and check everyone to see if they're okay after every single play. What did you make of what happened with that? I mean, I'm watching on television. It looked terrible, but I was expecting to lay down after that, and he did pop right back up and get back in the huddle. What do you make of all of that?
I agree with you right there. I looked at Jesse Simonson, my colleague at VolQuest, and I said, well, he just knocked out. And then he hopped right up. I mean, like, looked like HBK hopping up off the mat there. And clapped, went back to the huddle. And I was like, okay, I guess he wasn't. And then, of course, it turns out he was. And, I don't know how, coaches are, if the kid pops right back up and says he's fine, because, I mean, it's not like he laid there, got up, stammered around, and then said, I'm fine. I mean, he popped right up. In reality, the SEC has an official that's in the box watching for that. Tennessee, I think, had a player earlier this year that had to be, pulled off the field to be evaluated because one of the officials felt like he looked like he had, sustained a head injury. And, you have an official designated in the box. You've got officials on the field that can be watching for that. And nobody, than anything. So, I mean, like, again, I think if you look in that realm, I think it's, you know, if it's a failure to Brian Maurer, it's a failure on all levels, not just towards the Tennessee coaching staff.
Austin, another great report, and you had the pro wrestling reference there. We do this for you.
I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it, and we'll catch up later this week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Austin Price, VolQuest.com. The VolQuest Report. Normally each Monday, he's nice enough to join us today, and then he'll join us again on Friday. Austin, he joins us every week, presented by The Holistic Connection, online at TheHolisticConnectionTN.com.
Jeremy Pruitt with unintentional comedy galore yesterday with not knowing they had orange pants. And that description of once he found out, he's like, yeah, let's wear them. What the heck? And then the comment about the concussion, he's like, yeah. Got right back up. You want us to check every guy after every play? I mean, guys getting hit on every play. Not sure how we're supposed to know that.